Hey everybody, last chance to get tickets for me, Cy, this weekend, the 31st of May and the 1st of June in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone with the great Dan Soder. I'll be opening for Dan Soder. And then next Tuesday, the 4th, Chicago, Zanies. Let's sell this bitch out. Let's have a lot of fun so I can come back for a full weekend. June 4th, Tuesday, June 4th, Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back. I'm not in my normal spot. Are you in your normal spot? I have no idea. But across from me, as always, in his normal spot, is Cyrus Amundson.
It's Good Friday. It's not Good Friday, but it's a Good Friday we're recording on, a Friday. It's a great hair day for me. Two recordings in a row that I look, I just, if, Sean from Boy Meets World, beautiful. And it's like long, I've got a middle part, but it's...
Here's what I've noticed. You talk a lot of shit about this hair, and then the one chance we had to show people on video, you pinned my video and ruined the whole goddamn thing as a, and I think... I don't think it was a mistake. I think you did it so people couldn't question your flowing locks and how you think they look.
Now, maybe it was all an attempt for me to give the people free content because I'm, you know, I'm, what's the guy, the South American socialist? Pick any of them. I'm giving things away.
Sure, but you're
hurting,
talking to...
I'm hurting your and my economy.
You're talking to the guy that you talked to about the mistake in the first place. You gotta sell this bullshit somewhere else, man.
Well, I like to have private conversations, and then I like to have public discussions that are completely non-reflective of the private conversations.
Ah, yes.
I'm thinking about running for office. Local office, small local office, but I think...
What are you thinking?
Now, where would I be the biggest terror? A school board, right?
Oh, there's no question.
I am a problem on a school board. Do I think I can get myself elected? Do I think I can say the right things? Do I think I can charm the pants off these parents? I sure think I can. And I think I get in there. And I don't even, I don't think I'm, I just think I'm a chaos maker in a school district, especially down here. They have this thing called the levy system where they have to like vote on their budget. It's bananas. And I think I am a chaos maker inside it. Now, can I jump straight to the school board? I don't know. Maybe I should cause a problem as a board member of my HOA. They just had the elections. I passed on running despite my neighbor Bill. Okay. Bill keeps my neighbor Bill, who
he's encouraging you to run?
He's been encouraging me to run for quite some time. Okay. And I think that if I ever run, the other people are going to have a meeting in Bill's house and they're going to be like, Bill, what the fuck did you do this for? Like, I think he's going to be the, you know, he's, you know, what's the, in the book, is it Deadeye Dick? Where he talks about like the person who, like Hitler was starving and he fed him or whatever, like he was a starving artist and he was about to die and somebody gave him a piece of bread and then, you know, he becomes Hitler. I'm not exactly.
What was in that fucking bread? You're sure it wasn't like a bagel that had a rock in it? Then he's like, these fucking Jews and their bagels? My tooth is broken. What could I do here? What could I do here?
So I don't, yeah, I don't know. I think, here's what I'll tell you. I think the hemorrhoids rumors are too strong for me to run for anything right now.
Oh, there's rumors that you have hemorrhoids.
I have not noticed until recently. You know that whenever I go to a place, when I go on a plane, when I go to a restaurant, what do I have with me? When you and I, what
a little, a little hemorrhoid pillow.
It's not a hemorrhoid pillow. It's a thick blue square pad that I sit on
for hemorrhoids.
Because if I go too low, my knees are above my hips, and it's a worse than 90 degree angle that hurts my low back. So I got to have my pad with me. And I was always like, everybody probably knows this is a psoriatic arthritis pad. Nope. Had somebody, I was at a restaurant, and the wait staff, this isn't good dinner table, was like, my dad has dealt with really bad hemorrhoids for a really long time. We weren't even talking about that. So, And then I started noticing, I think anyone who sees me carrying my pad is like, hemorrhoids.
Sure. You know what you haven't noticed is that I wrote 4 hemorrhoids on the bottom of your pad. I wish you'd have seen that. It's the side that you put down, so I understand why you haven't. But I wrote that on there quite a while ago. Sorry about your HOA board, but I did write that on there quite a while.
Whenever I fly on a plane, I usually sit up front. And I have to put the pad down, but I always get on last. I'm the last person on the plane. So I get on last and everybody sees me. And then I put this pad down, and it's like hard to get down in my seat. Mm-hmm. And it's everybody really, like, once you're on the plane, you're either on your phone or you're looking around at who you're going to tell your friends about when you land.
Of course.
And I think everybody sees me with this pad. They're like, oh man, somebody must be traveling across the country to see a hemorrhoid specialist. And I feel so seen in those moments. I always want to disappear. I always just want to disappear, but I'm already very tall. And then I'm sitting on this thick blue pad. So I look like a European power forward that's traveling to, like, I put ball and hoop, like I'm traveling to play.
This is what I do.
Yes, look at, I am here to make three-pointers. And so
all I do is get pass from little American man and put ball in my asshole because my hemorrhoids are driving me crazy.
I smoke alarming amount of cigarette for playing professional sports. That one sounded kind of like if Natasha had, from Boris and Natasha in... Mm. If she had undergone, whatever it's called, therapy, where they, you know, well, anyway, what's going on with you? How's everything in Chad's world?
Well, everything's great. I just saw a video today that was supposed to be inspirational, right? It's this video of this kid. He's in a principal's office, and the principal's like, how come you're acting this way? And he says, you know, I'm hungry, my parents are poor, and I know I'm going to end up being poor, and this slow music starts, you know, and it's like, it's just, you can tell you're supposed to be crying, and the principal says, change your future, young man. You don't have to follow in your parents' footsteps. Change your future, young man. And it's this big, like, thing everyone loves. It's got millions of likes. And you know what I've noticed? When I'm on the road, when I'm driving behind someone and they're driving slowly and I hit my gas and go around them very quickly, I have road rage, right? Everyone says I have road rage, when really all I'm doing is changing my future. I'm making sure that I get to my cabin 15 minutes earlier than I would driving behind this buttfuck who came up from Illinois and obviously has been on an interstate the whole time and now is on a 2-lane highway and thinks that people can still pass easily because they bought a cabin during lockdown because they were crazy. And so now they're up here driving slowly and I don't get it. I get honked at and it's like, you can't put I'm changing my future on my license plate because that's too long. And if you try to, you know, abbreviate it, who knows what shit storm that's going to be. If you abbreviate all of that, it's going to end up being something crazy because I saw I saw oomph. That's what I saw, right? As on a license
personalized
plate.
It said oomph.
O-O-M-P-H. But to me, what I read was 0 miles per hour. Your car is can go 0 miles per hour, but you want it to say oomph, but I'm reading it as this car sucks.
Yeah, it I'm reading it as oomph. I don't like this person.
It can't even go. So, you know, I think we need to be careful, just as society, listen, with phrases.
Sure.
And what we tell people, because if it works in a principal's office, it should sure as shit work on the highway, but it doesn't. Because when I change my future, right, new money, cabin on a lake, when I want to change my future and get to that cabin
now you're the
earlier,
bad guy.
Now I'm a piece of shit with road rage, and I'm going too fast, and I'm causing problems. It's Memorial Day weekend, all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I'm a big,
I got to pause you just 1 second. I'm sorry. But it's like, you need to slow down. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's like, no, you don't. Go the same fucking speed you've always gone. Why are we slowing down for a certain weekend? Because there's more cars? If all the cars go as fast as they've always gone, we don't have to worry about anything. It's the craziest shit in the world. Poe's even getting upset about it. He's growling. Good boy. Good boy.
They worked on a bridge near my house for like a year and a half. And it's the fastest way for me to get to all the places is that bridge. Mm-hmm. And then they finally opened the bridge. And then on the other side of the bridge, they're like, now what if we work on the roads right on the other side of the bridge? And so you get off the bridge and you sit in the thing where it's like this big, long stretch of road. And you pull up to a guy in a vest holding a walkie-talkie, and one of his side of his sign says stop, and the other side says mm-hmm. slow, and he's mm-hmm. giving you the hand, and then he waits for his thing to beep, and the thing beeps, and it's like, okay, it's your turn now. And then he flips it from stop to slow, and then when we've all gone, he stops us again, and he gets on the walkie-talkie, and goes, okay, now it's your turn now. And that's those guys' job, right?
Yeah, and those guys used to be incredible to hang out with, super fun at parties, always making people laugh, very charming, very charismatic. And then they were told to take ADH medication, and that's what it fucking did to them. Now they
don't
can only spin a
sign. Don't make this about your... This
I don't know what you're
talking
about. It's not about
crusade.
Me.
Crusade? It's not about your crusade.
You've really missed on vowels early in words today. You said bonanas earlier. This shit is bonanas. B-O-N-A-N-A-S.
That's
this
actually,
is bonanas. B-O-N-A-N-A-S.
So anyway, I am coming home. And I think it's the time of the day because it's a little later in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm not going to be dealing with this walkie-talkie, stop, slow stuff. Okay?
Sure. Sure.
And I pull up to a stop sign, and I'm the first person, or stoplight. I'm the first person at the stoplight, and then it's a few blocks, and then I'm into the stop, slow stuff, right? But no one's up there. I don't see anyone up there, okay? And there are people behind me at the stoplight, so I'm first in line. And I pull up, and I start driving. As then I'm approaching one of the walkie-talkie fellas. He's standing there with his sign, and his sign says slow.
Okay.
But he's standing right in the middle of the road. So there's two lanes. He's standing in our lane. So to keep driving straight, you'd have to run him over. If you don't want to run him over, you got to go into the left lane. And I don't want to run him over, so I slow way down. But then I'm going around him because that's what you would do, right?
Of course.
As I'm going around him, he starts flipping the fuck out, right?
And I didn't take his meds.
He's like pointing. He's like pointing at me, like, "What are you doing? What are you?" And so I go to roll the window down, and before I can even say something, the person behind me also has their window down, and I just hear from their car, "You got the sign the wrong way, dipshit." And I didn't get to see his reaction. Like, he was like, "Oh no." And we got up there and we got onto the part, because it's all one lane. We got to the part where we ran into the other group, like it was a stop. And so we had to kind of drive onto this lawn, and they had to drive around a cone. It was wild. But you got the sign the wrong way, dipshit. Come on.
Yeah. I should, that's on me. I should have told you I was coming to visit you, not just follow you around town today, but.
I saw some other person like a couple weeks ago, I forgot to tell you this, who was driving by a different bridge, and they were weaving. It's two lane, like two lanes on each side. What's that called? Is that called two lane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or two lanes? That's a four lane.
That's a four lane. Okay.
That's a four lane highway right there.
Brother,
that's what you got on your hands there. If you got two and two, that's going to be a four lane highway, son.
Brother, we on a four lane. And so there's this car weaving in. Well, it's not a car. There's a truck weaving in and out of the four lane. Like he's flying, passes me. And he's got on the top of his truck, it's like an old shitty truck, like one of the shorter ones, like a small Toyota or something.
Okay.
He's got like six fucking ladders on top of his truck, and they're roped onto there. And they seem like they're roped on there, but they're, it's literally the rope. You know how when you don't care about your possessions, you tie a rope and you do it, like you leave your windows rolled down and you tie it along the inner roof of your car? He's just on the, he's just out there doing like real fast speeds with like, I might be exaggerating, but it felt like six ladders. It was at least four ladders, and then two of them were the ones that do like the shunk, like they slide out. Yeah. It was wild. It was truly bonanas.
Transition alert. Transition alert. Speaking of ladders, I was in Home Depot today.
That's a nice one.
Thank you. That's and nice. Two things happened. Number one, I was looking for...
I'm changing his pants while being on the walkie-talkie.
Yes, absolutely. I'm changing all the blinds in the cabin because they're old, these old Venetian blinds that are like metal and clink, carry a lot of dust, stuff like that. So I'm getting these cordless blinds that I can just put my hand on the bottom, very easily touch them and raise them.
Now, are you worried that you will not look cool and old school? Like, you know, when somebody puts a mesh basketball net up, you're like, oh, that's a very nice net, but you missed the shunk of the old school chain hoop.
Yeah, like, I'm not worried about it because there's a lot of wind coming off the lake at times when the windows are open. Mm-hmm. It does sound like I've put a chainmail on dogs and they're fighting. So I am happy for this upgrade. So I go there, and what I need is there's a door that faces the lake and there's a window on it. What I did, there's a two kinds of shades. One's blackout. And if you don't want blackout, if you want to be able to have light in but not let people see in, you can move another level of it, and it becomes this sheer, almost looks like what you'd make a wedding dress out of.
Sure.
And so I put that up, but now I need to stick it to the door. So I asked this young man, probably college age, I go all the way down. I need two-sided adhesive, basically like weather stripping is what I'm looking for, like that foamy black stuff.
Okay.
Can't find it in the windows, so I go over to where they sell the tough stuff. That's that little like foam that you spray in cracks and it expands. You can also use it. Yeah. You can also use it as, yeah.
You can insulate a boat with that.
Exactly. Yes. So
old school lake guy over here.
Old school. Yeah. You're an old lake guy. I'm a new lake guy.
Mm-hmm. We've established that.
I just have to own a new boat. That's it. I can't fix a boat. I just have to throw it in the middle of the lake and get a new boat. So I'm looking for this. College age kids comes like, he goes, can I help you? And I go, I'm looking for this double edge adhesive weather stripping. He looks at his phone, doesn't type anything on the phone. I should have known something, but he doesn't type anything on the phone. And he goes, okay, we're in aisle 30. It's way over on aisle 2. And I go, you got it. So I go to aisle 2.
Do you think he had 5 minutes left in his shift? He saw the clock and was like, by the time he gets back here to aisle 30, I will officially be in my car.
It's kind of similar to that. So I go over to aisle 2. It is not there.
Yeah, of course.
I walk all the way back to aisle 30 and I go, hey, just so you know, in the future, that stuff is not in aisle 2. And he goes, I got to tell you something. I don't know where it is. So I sent you to the furthest aisle away from me, knowing that when you didn't find it on your way back here, you would run into another employee and you'd be able to ask them. So I said, I got to tell you something. That's going to make somebody really mad. And I go, I'd also like to tell you, it's not me. Yeah, I am surprisingly loving this.
That's so great.
I go, dude, that's the funniest thing I've heard this week. And I recorded two podcasts already. So I just go, dude, that's so incredibly funny. And don't do it to everyone, but I need you to know I'm so glad that happened. And he goes, oh God, I was so nervous. I saw you walking down here. I thought you were going to be mad at me. I go, no, that's just my face. But now that I know what's happening, it's perfect. I mean, that's something I would do if I would have worked there. That's exactly something I would have done.
It's really, 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 really funny. Holy shit.
It's such a great move. So then I go pick out these blinds. And the situation in Home Depot with blinds is like, you have 27-inch blinds, you have 34-inch blinds, whatever. And you have to get the one that's just above what you need. And then they cut them. They make them
custom. I've heard this. I've heard they have to cut you blinds.
Yeah. So you go in, you pick out the 27 inch, and then you go, I need this 25. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I had eight of those. Mm-hmm. And then she gets down to the last one, and this kid comes over and is talking to her, and she goes, seriously, I'm with a customer. I have to help this guy. And so now I back up because I'm like, this is almost like a mom and dad fight. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when you walk in and they're fighting and you're like, all right, I'll just be downstairs when you guys fall back in love. And so I move away, and then the kid leaves and she cuts the blind, and then she starts looking underneath at new blinds, and she's looking for the same measurement. And so I go, what's going on over here? And she goes, I cut it too short. I have to get a new blind. And I go, well, what'd you cut it? I go, I need 25. And she goes, 24 and a half. And I go, ooh. And then she said, well, that kid distracted me. And I go, ma'am, I'm not looking for excuses. I'm looking for precise cuts. That's what I said to her. And she goes, I know you are, sir. And I go, oh my God, I'm just kidding. I don't fucking care if it's a half inch short. I go, my cabin's from 1953. I'll be lucky to hang this thing on the goddamn wall how I'm supposed to. A half inch? I'm not a contractor. Look at me. This is ridiculous. So,
you do look like a contractor, but keep going.
Oh, I guess I kind of do, but I don't know. I don't have like a camo hat.
It's the wrong hat. It's the wrong hat.
But I had so much. I hate Home Depot. Not Home Depot necessarily. I just hate going to places like that and having to remember everything I need the first time and all that shit. And I had such a blast. I got to tell you.
Yeah, Papa Bear is backing up house projects. Because Mama Bear can only work so much, right?
Yes, she can.
And,
I know.
You know, my job is to schedule the projects, to oversee her labor, to make sure things are done right. When she does something wrong, I sit her down and I re-explain, hey, this isn't a family that takes shortcuts, is it? We go the long way because that's the right way. Stuff like that.
And you
have a lot.
You have the baby on her lap, so you go, I don't want to have to tell you this when you're older.
Yep.
So I'm telling you now with your dumb mother.
Yes, exactly. This is, we don't mow the lawn one part at a time. We mow the whole lawn. Or all of a sudden we're now entered into a pattern where we mow the lawn a little bit every single day instead of all at once.
Yeah, then you're just playing catch up the whole time.
That's exactly right. And while we're at it, we're out of fucking catch up. Did you make our grocery list?
Can you eat catch up?
No one in this house eats catch up.
Yeah, I know. I've been there and I've been like, do you have any catch up? You're like, oh, maybe you could try this fucking beetroot juice.
The beetroot's not bad. I don't know why you're hating on the beetroot. They say
it sucks shit.
You put a little beetroot in the smoothie.
You know when someone says, hey, this sucks shit, and you go, how do you know? And then they just hand you beetroot juice. They go, this is the closest thing we have to shit.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/Spotify.
What do you so this is, there's no transition alert here. The okay. best thing that I have seen in forever, and I'm not making fun of the person, I just, so I go to PT, right? And
okay, physical therapy for those,
and you those haven't, you haven't have been, so we, my physical therapist, my friend Eric, he right. participates in, you know, championship week at this point,
right?
Correct. And he's very good, and there's a nice little rivalry between you, he, Ethan, and Joel developing, and also Shubes, who, you know, and here's the thing, like, maybe that is why you are as, like, because there was a little bit of talk at the last title that Shubes was so good and so precise at the Carnival Games events. You're like, I think people were trying to use the autism, like, Shubes' autism, sure. as a way sure. out. We're like, well, I can't beat autistic Superman over here. I can't, like,
right.
he just, like, Shubes piped
which
the
seems
baseball.
Like teasing, but yeah.
Yeah, it's, it doesn't seem, and I think they're looking for a way out, you know?
Of course. Like, of course they are.
You know, and I think once you get your diagnosis, I think there's going to be a real conversation in the group about, do we need to have different divisions? Should we be allowing autistic guys to play with neurotypical guys? And so maybe it's you and Shubes versus one another, and then it's, sure. you know, and, but, you know, that's to discuss at a later date, but you have autism, but the, how close are we on your, when are we getting tested? When are we going in for the test?
Oh, I don't even get, it's August 2nd and that's just the
intake.
Entrance.
That's the intake.
Yeah, the intake,
I love how stuff exam. Like this takes a good half a year. I was hoping we'd talk about it and then not have resolution until 5.5 months past when everybody forgot about it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing too when they kind of set you up. They're like, hey, do you really have trouble when things change, when you think it's supposed to be one way and it's another way? Well, we don't have any openings till next year. That's 7 months. So best of luck to you. And then when you call, it says, for an appointment, press 1. Did I already tell you this?
Mm-mm. Probably.
For an appointment, press 1. If you are a caretaker, press 2. For new patients, press 4. And I was like, what the fuck happened to 3? I feel like I'm being tested right now, and yeah. I don't care for it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's step 1. That's the test before the test.
Yeah.
So... my friend Eric and his PT place Beyond Exercise, they have he opened a new facility. He's been working very hard, very long time, has an amazing staff, and this facility is beautiful. Now, you haven't been there. We've held champion.
Sounds like a commercial I'm not being paid for.
We've held championships there. They have a big gym. Right, where people work out. Yes. They've got like a turf area. Some of the FC Cincinnati soccer players.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do stuff there. And so that's where I usually finish my physical therapy sessions with a little workout stuff out there to the degree which I can participate. And there is an older woman, an elderly woman out there. And she is doing therapy, and I think it's amazing. I don't know why she's doing therapy, but one of the things they do is they hook up. So it's a young therapist, a young female therapist, and they have like these both their ankles have like little like cuffs on them.
Okay.
And they're kind of like somehow tied to each other a little bit. And then they take these long rods, like a long dowling, like just a long rod. And the therapist is in front and she's holding both the rods at her side. And the older woman is either in front of her. I think she's the old woman is in front. So she's also holding the rods. So they're like, they look like they're kind of like two foosball players, like okay. that are, and then they walk. Like, so the therapist lifts her left arm and her left leg, and the older woman also does it. Like, it's all in rhythm. They're taking the exact same steps and the exact, so they're marching, but they're connected to each other by this long wooden pole.
So this is like when somebody's in a talent show and they have, there's three people up on stage doing the exact same dance, but really it's just one human being in the middle with two dolls on either side of them.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot like that. Now the older woman is participating, but they're very, they're very rhythmic. And there's a, they have like a lot of places, they have a satellite radio system and in the gym, it's always some version of like 90s hip hop. And it is, I think the funniest thing I have, you know how funny it is to watch an old woman attached to a young woman march up and down the gym where you're hearing, I like the way you're working, no diggity. Like, it's so fucking funny. And it's like a repeat appointment. It's happening once a week, every time I'm there, that they are just walking to 90s hip hop and R&B. It's the fucking funniest thing. And I can't, and you, I like, it's been really hard to not just stay after my session and watch.
It would be great if the young lady started dancing and then kind of forced the old woman to do those same dance moves. I would love that a lot.
Just at the end, double she just up. Does like a shimmy. Or she just, all of a sudden, she just seawalks. It's like a weekend at, it's like an Alive Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Eric walks by the room. He's like, hey, how you guys doing? And she just lifts the pole up to help the old lady wave.
Hey, have you, and this is, there's, again, we're transition-less today, but have you seen the show Hacks on HBO Max?
Is that the, that's the docu-series about Mike Cronin's stand-up comedy career, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's a lot of behind videos. The scenes, yeah. It's a lot of dick pics.
Yeah. a lot of comic harassment and poorly written material.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that you hear the same joke in episode 1 and episode 10.
Yeah, that tracks.
And it's several years apart.
I have not seen it. I'm not familiar with it at all.
It is this aging comedian, and she is like trying to get some traction. She had a residency in Las Vegas.
It's actually a show about stand-up comedians, which
it's a show about stand-up comedians, but mostly a stand-up comedian. Yeah.
Okay.
And she ends up getting, because she has the same manager as this young up-and-coming writer, they connect. And of course it's like, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. But we work so well together. And classic. It's actually, I'm kind of into it. I'm kind of into watching how in 3 years my career could end up.
Yeah, will probably end up.
Because I'm pretty close. Now, just so you know, after she lost her residency, this is a spoiler alert, by the way. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Spoiler alert.
So after she loses her residency in Las Vegas, she ends up having like the special of the year, because she goes out and she's like, fuck these jokes that make people in Las Vegas happy. I want to talk about what I want to talk about. She goes on the road to all these little clubs and ends up writing this hour that gets her special of the year. And then because of that, she gets a ton of like opportunities after that. But I'm in the middle of the third season, and I just love how it's a little inspiring, you know, like if stand-up is almost, if the flame is almost out, all you need is just a little something and you can pick back up. Cause I thought like kind of once you're done, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, have I been thinking about that a lot lately? Yeah, sure. I have. Okay.
Detroit, you asked
me to come and it's not sold out. So I'm getting nervous about my life.
Do you really think that about yourself? Do you think when it's over, do you think you'll know it's over? Do you think you'll get out before it's over? Like, or do you think it'll never end and you will be, because I don't see you as 75-year-old on stage guy.
I can combine two of those things. I think that I will think it's over before it's over.
Guaranteed. I think you thought it was over like 9 years ago.
That's true. But I just, you know, I start to think about crowds, and my crowd is like a certain demographic. When they get older, are they going to still come to comedy? Because I have a lot of feeling, I have a feeling that these young kids aren't going to be like, oh, we should go see an old guy tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wonder about that, but it is fun watching this show because it's like, I guess what I'm basically waiting for is a young person on my management's roster to get assigned to me to help me, and we can become friends but also hate each other.
Yep,
I'm looking forward to that part of it. I'm looking forward to that part.
And what are you looking for in the young, bright, shining star that undermines you while also helping you, and then you hate them and wish bad things about them or for them, even though that makes you feel guilty? And then eventually you guys have a blow up and you grow old in your cabin, and they, every time you see them on TV, as their career blossoms further and further, you get angrier and drunker. You think it should be a young guy, a young girl?
I think it should be a young guy. Mm-hmm. I don't, and I only say that, I mean, obviously
you
young
hate
women,
the female gender. Yeah.
Young women are incredibly funny, but I just don't want, I mean, listen, I'm the last guy that's going to have a misunderstanding, mm-hmm. because I've said this before, but a female would have to walk right up to me and go, hey, I'm trying to fuck you, mm-hmm. before I would ever think, well, maybe. I mean, that's the last thought on my mind ever when I'm talking to anyone. Kelsey always laughs at that.
I, for one, think that's super healthy.
I don't know. But then there's also these guys on the other end of that spectrum that walk around and they're like, oh man, she wants to fuck me. She wants to fuck me. And it's like, no, she doesn't. You're disgusting. Stop being I can see your chest hair out of your sweater, and not over it, through it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And that's a thing women hate, is chest hair. For a second there, I thought you were going to go the route of like, mother doesn't want me in the room with other women, which is would be a funny take.
No.
I would have loved that one.
She's pretty confident I can be in a room with 1,000 women and everything will be fine.
And that's how Jenna feels, mainly because I think she knows that, like, if somebody sucked my dick, my back would hurt for a week. So,
and she definitely know you'd have to play COVID again. Oh my God! I hope you kept that test.
So, a side note: have you seen the Naked Dating show?
Uh-uh.
It's wild, man. So what it is a person comes out with a host, and they are going to go on a date with someone, and these people are behind, like they're in these tubes, and the tubes have, like, they're covered. And then slowly the tube slides up. Like, first it shows, like, their legs, right?
Oh, my God. I would fucking dominate this. My ankles are my best attribute, Cyrus.
But they go step by step. Like, the person then looks at all of them, and they're like, I don't know, and they pick one. And then it shows genitals. And then it shows chest. And then, like, the last thing you see is the face. And I don't know what the point in that is, because sometimes when you're like, well, let's not let you see them, let's let you get to know them so you date a personality. And I guess this one is like, don't judge it by the face, judge it by the puss. But it is.
Sure.
It is a, you know, for a viewer at home, and I'm talking both sides, I'm talking lady parts, man parts. It's fun to see a genital region. Maybe fun's not the right word. It's captivating. Maybe that's not the right word. It's interesting.
I think it's interesting too. And I think it's interesting that the girl is like, you don't really see much.
It's interesting.
Unless you do, and then that's extra interesting.
It's interesting to look at 5 sets of genitals and pick a horse. Be like, I think number 3. Now you have other things going on. You see a little thigh. You see a little leg, you know, you can, but you're looking at some genitals and you go, let me quick rank which one of these genitals is going to have the best face. And
sure.
I'm over. I'm not even close.
Yeah,
I'm a terrible genital picker.
Yeah. You know, if they did that to me, if they lifted the tube up, they'd be like, oh my God, this person's ankles are unbelievable. And then they'd get a little bit, these calves are nice and shapely. Knees looking good. Kneecaps look nice. Ooh, the thigh looks good. And then they keep raising it. And then finally she'd go, Uh-oh, is this another woman? Did I check the wrong box?
There's guys on there who... I'm fascinated by the security of the people who do it.
Yes. Because what the fuck, dude?
I don't understand at all. Because there's like, you know, traditionally, one of the hardest things in society for women is weight. And the amount of like thicker or bigger women who are like, yeah, I'm just going to let you pick. And we're going to do my face last. Go ahead. Same thing with the men. Like their bodies, and also like the amount of dudes on there, you're like, I probably wouldn't have shown anyone that penis. I'd have probably made them call my bluff on whether or not that penis was a deal breaker. That's how I'd have played that situation.
I'd like a game that goes from the head down. Yes. Let's play that game. Yes. Let's be like, I want that guy who has a weirdly chiseled jawline, but also obese.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've seen it. I want them to fall in love with the eyes and then get down and have to deal with that dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, because when your genitals up to face, basically the game you're playing is, let me pick some genitals here and let me see if I can deal with everything else that's happening. The other way is, you know, you pick the face and you decide if you have to deal with the genitals. And I don't know. It's probably different for each person how you approach that game.
I think it would be different for each person, but I also think like when you see the dick first, a woman has to think, well, I can shut my eyes, but I can't turn the nerves off in my vagina. So I guess I'm just going to pick how I want to pick.
I hate that I brought this up.
You should.
I'm really upset. When we got to
you should be regretting it.
When we got to the end of it, I'm not super happy with the fact that I brought it up.
I don't even know where you can watch this.
I think it's on Max. I think you can watch it on Max.
Oh.
I've
been watching Hacks. So,
there's a documentary like podcast out, and it's called The Silver Chain. And it's about a sex club in Minneapolis, I think, in like the 60s or maybe the 70s and 80s. And I haven't really listened to it yet, but it's basically some guy found all this stuff and then they uncovered it all, and he's the narrator.
Okay.
And it's very interesting because I am so used to, like, there is a very specific cadence with investigative podcasts, right?
Right.
It's either the white lady glasses, like, and I just did not know what to make of Trevor's attitude. Like, it's that woman, you know, it's the NPR wannabe, you know, serial, whatever voice. And then there's a very specific man who does it too. The guy who does this, I don't need your mess. I'm not poking fun. I'm just telling you how it is. He talks like this, the silver chain, and he's got a little pizzazz into what he says. And it throws you for a loop because you're used to hearing somebody from the Studious Group give one of these podcasts, not somebody from the Jazz Hands team.
Yeah, it's mostly like, so we went downstairs and we discovered a file cabinet that had names of people from 63 to 89. And not like, we went downstairs and found out it was a fuck party.
The worst part is I was showing it to somebody and like, I was like, I just can't, I get thrown off by the voice. I'm still going to listen to it. It's on my list, but I was like, and they go, well, show it to me. And so I played an episode. They're like, what are you talking about? It just sounds like a normal person. I was like, oh, I didn't realize I was a huge piece of shit. How did I pick up on the pizzazz so specifically? But I do think the pizzazz is there, but yeah, it's a podcast dedicated to this guy who uncovered a Minneapolis swingers club called the Silver Chain. And that is a great swingers club name. That is great.
Oh, there's no doubt. That is absolutely perfect. You know what I think you need to do about this having a problem with the pizzazz?
I'm not having a problem with the pizzazz.
Okay.
Don't turn it into a hate crime. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not turning it into a hate crime at all.
It threw me for a loop. You expect to hear, and they found the knife in the basement, not There's right. a sharp thing downstairs. Now that's going to get me in trouble. That one's going to sure get is. Me in trouble.
You know what I would do if I were you? I'd change your future.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.